What's up, guys? You listen to Soundwave on Pangu Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide at radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. It's DJ Frequency. Stick with me, and I'll raise the volume while you raise your vibe. You feel me? And today, we actually got a special guest. He was here last time we had the R&B session, and I'm going to introduce him once again, James Bailey Smith.
What good evening.
How you doing today, bro? You good?
I'm good, man. Yeah. I'm good. I'm just doing this whole, you know, this whole thing.
Boy, you starting real estate and stuff, so.
How you living?
I'm good, man. I'm just enjoying the day. You know, we're in quarantine and stuff, so since you got that star, I think we can talk a little bit about quarantine. How your quarantine been going? I know we've been stuck in here together.
Chris, my quarantine, I couldn't have imagined it being any better.
Beautiful.
Than being with you during this time.
A lot of good moments.
A lot of good moments.
Music. Television.
You know, the necessities.
The necessities, you know. But yeah, you know, we're just out here
pushing through,
striving, thriving, the whole thing, you know.
I do feel like it might get hella boring.
Yeah.
In like a week.
Yeah.
Like in a week. I feel like we'll just hit this point where we're like, huh, I feel like
what
I'm
else
done
can we do? Imagination have to start bugging, bro.
Oh yeah, it's gonna have to start bugging.
It's gonna get real.
I'm become Picasso.
Picasso. It's gonna be people gonna start painting, doing all that. But yeah, man, you know, what do you think that we should do? Like, how do you think it's being handled? Or should we do anything different as far as like the government, like quarantine everybody? You know, the stay at home thing. Like, is this a good thing, bad thing? What you think?
I feel like what we have right now is pretty good. Just because if we did like a mandated quarantine and stuff like that, where we had the military and all and higher powers would be doing their whole thing, and we kind of get riots, and
yeah,
I think people would just start going crazy a little bit more than they already are.
That's for sure.
So I feel like just telling people to stay home and like doing whatever, I think we're doing the right thing. I think the sooner we find a vaccine, I think that'll be the thing. I think.
What about when? Because they're talking a lot about that California specifically is going to peak pretty soon or the U.S. in general is going to have like 100,000 to like 240,000 deaths. I was looking at this morning. I think you actually might have been telling me this yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I did tell you.
And I don't know. I never even got a chance to see like how you feel about that whole thing. If you have opinions at all, you know what I'm saying? Like some people just like try to turn a blind eye to it, you know?
I mean, I think we just got to do what we're told at this point. I think we just got to tell each other, like, or be there for each other, but also at the same time not be there for each other.
Right.
Just because we don't want to, if we have it, like,
we don't want to be giving out.
Even though it's not necessarily going to affect us, it's going to affect somebody that we know probably.
Right.
Just because of the amount of cases and different things like that, it probably is going to affect somebody. Definitely. If it can get KD, it can get all of us.
If we get KD, got to be able to get everybody else.
So, I mean, I feel like it's going to be a good thing. At the end of the day, I feel like a lot of people have gotten a new perspective on, like, humanity and love and how we all need to be there for each other and how, you know, one little, like, one big thing like this can just unravel the entire world. So, right. Like, now we're at this point where we can, like, kind of focus on the bigger things of like loving each other, being there for each other as countries, as the world, whatever. Hopefully that's how the government's taking it. I doubt it, but
we'll see.
We'll see.
But you know, today we can go ahead and get started. It's gonna be not R&B this time, but we're gonna do a little bit of hip hop. And I will take you, just like usual, through a couple familiar artists that you guys might be able to connect to and that maybe you've heard around the block, you know what I'm saying? Everybody kind of hears random great artists and hear a few of them. First, you got Lil Wayne, you know, the great, my favorite rapper of all time. And then you got Drake, Biggie Smalls, Tupac, Jay-Z, Young Thug, Eminem, Kanye, J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, Andre 3000, Travis Scott, Mac Miller, Wale, T.I., Nas, and RIP Nipsey Hussle, whose anniversary of his death was actually just yesterday. I don't know if you listen to Nipsey a lot.
I listen to Nipsey.
Yeah. So I don't know if you want to talk about it. You say whatever's on your mind about Nipsey, bro. It's the day after.
It's already been a year. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Real crazy, bro. I can't believe it.
Honestly, Nipsey Hussle is one of the, like, most underrated rappers, in my opinion, of all time. Mm-hmm. Like, just going back, and if you listen to most of his stuff, like...
It speaks for itself.
I mean, the dude had bars. He could rap about loving people. He could rap about killing somebody in the same song.
In the same... That's fact. That's funny, bro.
And I mean... Like, the fact that he was doing so much for, like, the community and stuff, it was, like, it was bigger than hip-hop. It was bigger than, like, himself and bigger than, like, the person that he was becoming.
Right.
So, like, he was able to actually do something with the fame and with the wealth and stuff to give back to the community that kind of put him there.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, man, really great dude.
Yeah,
dude. Really, I mean, great dude.
I agree. Like, I mean, my dad personally, like, that's somebody who's, like, my dad grew up listening to, like, kind of those type of rappers that were trying to make change, like Tupac, you know what I'm saying, like people like that. And even Beastie Boys, Eminem, they're trying to be the first like white people to be like really out here spinning bars and stuff. But Nipsey, my dad wasn't on Nipsey until a couple years ago, and then he knew he was there. He just figured he was just another like LA rapper, kind of like rap about anything, not gonna be like a Kendrick or anything like that. He thought it was just whatever. And then Victory Lap came out. That's the name of the album, right?
Victory Lap.
And he listened to that, and I remember him just telling me, like, wow, this dude is good.
Victory Lap, I mean, that whole album is just like, boom, 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 yeah,
every song be hitting, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really cool album.
It's one of those, like, he's one of those artists you can put on while you're at the gym, and it just gets you through your workout the entire time, because all he's preaching, especially that album, is just, like, going. Like, just hustle. Get your money. So.
Call him Nipsey Hussle for a reason.
R.I.P. Nipsey Hussle the Great.
Yeah. That's crazy. Love, bro. But real quick, I just want to give a little shout out to DJ Coach and her show Competitive Edge, as I do every single show. She's real cool, and she talks about all stuff sports, and every show is probably going to be about a different sports, and she knows a lot about it. So go ahead and take a look at that. It's at right after my show every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Go ahead and give it a listen. But so now we can move on a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I can go ahead and go through my favorite artists. Mine are, you know, I like Lil Wayne, Drake, Young Thug, Travis Scott, and St. John. Those are my, right now, for what I listen to the most. Maybe throw a little bit of like A Boogie in there.
Yeah, you like A Boogie.
Don Toliver a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Not as much as I was at one point, but they're still up there. But I want to know if you have any ones that you specifically are listening to a lot right now, or whatever you want to talk about, whatever. Do you like more songs and more artists from back in the day? You like them now? What do you prefer?
I like a mix of both.
Yeah?
I like a mix of both. Travis Scott's probably my favorite artist of all time.
Right.
If I'm going any genre, any whatever, every Travis Scott song, I can find a way to like it, even if he's like featured on it. The artist on it could be trash, but if he's on it, I'm like, this is a must listen to. I gotta listen to it.
Is there something about him that's like stands out, that's like different than everybody else, or what is it like?
I don't even know, because usually I'm a super like big lyricist. Like, I really like lyrics, and I like how people paint a picture. He doesn't really do that much, but it's something about his sound where like it just all kind of blends together. He has that perfect mix of like auto-tune with the ad-libs that sound like all whatever, and like his beats just perfectly suit his voice, where it's just all this huge production music.
It's great, bro. I mean, that's the same reason I like him, you know what I'm saying? That's dope. Any other artists on your mind? Or?
I like Drake a lot. Drake's my dude.
I feel like you gotta like Drake.
You gotta like
Drake. Like, if you don't like Drake, it's because you're trying not to like
Exactly.
Drake. Deep down, you know you like Drake.
You gotta be like, if you're like, oh, I don't like Drake, why don't you like Drake? Drake's soft. Oh, but he's got these songs where he goes hard. Oh, yeah, but like, he sings too much. He raps different times.
He can do everything, bro.
You're just trying to find a reason to hate on him, but you can't. At the end
he came
of the
up
day.
With a whole, like, reggae album, bro.
Exactly.
A reggae album. Like, what? Just to do it.
Just because he like, can.
It's crazy.
He's Drake.
Crazy.
I mean, those are probably my two favorite. I would say just going down the line. I mean, I like Future. I gotta listen to stuff that Future comes out with. Mm-hmm. Old school rappers, love Eminem. I love Pac. I didn't listen to Biggie that much growing up. Was never really introduced to him. Mm-hmm. Like Biggie's Dr.
dope.
Dre.
Dr. Dre's dope.
Dr. Dre's dope.
The next episode.
In terms of like lyricist stuff, I think J. Cole is the greatest rapper to ever live.
Really?
Yes. I think that he, in terms of like just spitting bars and like just painting a picture and like,
yeah, he is really good.
You can sit there and you can just close your eyes and listen, and you can just see what J. Cole's talking about just because right. he paints it so vividly about like what he's talking about.
Right. And like, so, what I feel about J. Cole and like the difference between like J. Cole and let's say Kendrick, and like I like J. Cole far more than I like Kendrick. Uh-huh. I barely listen to Kendrick more. Like obviously I know he's good, but just like his voice doesn't like. I don't like it as much as I like other people's voices, so I don't prefer to listen to him. But J. Cole is like, for me, it's almost seems like he paints a picture for only our generation, almost. Like there isn't gonna be like for example, if my dad, who is almost 50, mm-hmm. sits down and really like tries to listen to J. Cole, it's not gonna hit for me and you,
because yeah.
this is our age, this is our time. He's yeah. talking about relevant issues right now for the what's teenage, the college,
yeah.
having kids, you know, loving, like falling in love, not being in love, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Stuff like that. Whereas Kendrick Lamar is talking about like stuff that has to do with like government
issues.
Like
yeah.
political issues.
Yeah, he's more like of, he's more for the older,
yes.
a little bit older generation.
And the younger generation that can understand that type of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think it's two different things going on there, but
that's really cool.
Both of them.
That's a really cool take.
Thank you.
It's a really cool take.
But yeah, bro, that's how I feel about that. But right now we're gonna take a quick break for about 2 minutes, and we're gonna go ahead and play this little song for you. After we'll go ahead and get into the song. It's gonna be a Drake song, so if you want, while you guys are waiting, go ahead and sit down and try to guess what song we'll play, and then give yourself a pat in the back to get it right. But this is your boy DJ Frequency and you're listening to Soundwave on Ping Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide at radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. I'll see y'all in a couple minutes.
But we are, but
yeah,
we're not.
No. It's crazy, bro.
I'm like, this is how I talk. I'm like, I'm giving an interview, but at the same time, this isn't how I talk. But like, we're talking.
It's because we're talking louder.
Yeah, we're talking louder.
And we're like really putting like emphasis on like making sense of what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the big difference. Because you have to protect your voice because you're on like a, like normally I feel like. I shouldn't have to, the phone's right there, but like I'm on a mic and I have to speak loud into the mic.
Oh yeah.
So like I'm used to like
what to do with your voice, see when it fresh, what's cool with it.
And I gotta be entertaining for my
you good. Shoot on a damn camera.
What's good, y'all? We're back. You're listening to Soundwave on Pinger Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. We're broadcasting worldwide at radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. And it's DJ Frequency. Stick with me. I'll raise your volume while you raise your vibe. And you already know we got our boy James here with me. talking about all hip hop. And like I said, we're gonna come back. I said I was gonna play a song for you, and I didn't lie to you. This is gonna be Drake headlines, one of James's favorite songs. I don't know if before I play, you want to say something to the listeners real quick about the song or anything like that. It can be quick, long, whatever you want.
This song is off his Take Care album. My second favorite Drake album.
What's your first?
Nothing Was the Same.
Likewise.
It's the best Drake album ever. One of the best albums ever made. It's not even close. But, yeah, man. This is one of, like, my first, like, pump-up songs that I remember when it came out. Like,
that's dope.
It was when basketball and, like, sports and different things were starting to get a little more serious. Yeah, you're in middle school, starting to get a little more serious. And it was the first song that I would just be like, oh, yeah, I got to listen to this. It amps me up a little bit. It gets me going. It gets me feeling it. Because before, you never really understood. Like, you would just listen to music and wouldn't care. You just go play. But, like, it was the first song to make me kind of, like, get into that mindset. Yeah. Of, like, trying to get somewhere else. But, yeah, man.
Cool, though. We'll go ahead and play it. Like I always say, you're going to sit back, relax, and enjoy some beautiful music.
Strung out on compliments, overdosed on confidence. Started not to give a fuck and stop fearing the consequence. Drinking every night because we drink to my accomplishments. Faded way too long, I'm floating in and out of consciousness. And they saying I'm back, I agree with that. I just take my time with all this shit, I still believe in that. I had someone tell me I fell off, ooh, I needed that. And they wanna see me pick back up, but where'd I leave it at? I know I exaggerated things, now I got it like that. Tuck my napkin in my shirt cause I'm just smiling like that. You know good and well that you don't want a problem like that. You gon' make someone around me catch a body like that. No, don't do it, please don't do it. It's one of us goes in and we all go through it. And Drizzy got the money, so Drizzy gon' pay it. Those my brothers, I ain't even gotta say it. That's just something they know. They know, they know, they know. They know. On the rise of some other guys, I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, I be yelling out money over everything, money on my mind. Then she wanna ask when it got so empty. Tell her I apologize, happened over time. She says they missed the whole Drake, girl. Don't tempt me if they don't get it, they'll be over you. That new shit that you got is overdue. You better do what you're supposed to do. I'm like, why I gotta be all that? But still, I can't deny the fact that it's true. Listen to you expressing all them feelings. Soap opera rappers, all these niggas sound like all my children. And that's who you thinking is about to come and make a killing. I guess it really is just me, myself, and all my millions. You know that they ain't even got it like that. You gon' hype me up and make me catch a body like that. Cause I live for this, it isn't just a hobby like that. When they get my dish and play it, I ain't even gotta say it. They know. They know. Chance to decide, now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know.
I be yelling out money over everything. Money over mine, 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 mine. Tell them I apologize, it happened over time. We'll be right back.
and that was Headlines by Drake. I can give y'all a quick little background of my history on Headlines. So when I got my first iPod Touch, freshman year of high school, that's when my music inventory really started to broaden. And I got all these different types of songs on my iPod. I listen to it all the time. And my friend, who's one of my teams actually, his brother was a DJ, and he will go ahead and like hook me up with a bunch of songs like that were just hot or whatever he wanted to put on there. And that was a big time when I was going to, you know, was like traveling and stuff for basketball, and went to Portland and I drove up with my boy Dikembe, and that's Drake was all he used to listen to, so he kind of put me on to that. And Headlines was one of the first songs, that and Money to Blow. It was the two songs that I listened to by Drake. It was the first ones I ever heard. Yeah. It's lit.
That's cool.
Thanks, bro.
That's super cool.
Appreciate that. Do you remember the first time you heard Headlines? Or?
I remember the first time I heard it. It was probably on the radio.
Yeah. I mean, it was a hot song. I feel like Drake was always on the radio.
Yeah.
He had a song, Find Your Love, that was on the radio.
That's fire.
Bro, Find Your Love is fire. That's probably my favorite Drake song, to be honest. So I remember I used to watch the video on Sucker Free Countdown. Like, I had a recording, so I watched it, like, not only on Sunday, but every fucking day.
Oh. It's fine. I think the first Drake song I heard was Over on 2K. On, like, 2K10.
Over is dope. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. 2K10. Wow, that throws it back.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. But, yeah. There's another song that I'm going to play. James request. It's called Coordinate by Travis Scott. As he said earlier, he really enjoys Travis Scott. So you want to say anything before, or you want to wait till after you hear the song to talk about it?
I'll wait till after.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So we'll go ahead. Once again, sit back, relax, and enjoy about 4 minutes of beautiful music.
I need some more if I really wanna feel. Yeah. Spend that money fast if I had to. Make that money back if I had to. Turn with the beans if a rock star's getting it. Pour it in the zone with the lean if a rock star's getting it. Tragic, two bros going at it. Me and John going crazy. Me and Chase going crazy. Smashing off your old lady. Everything going crazy. Turn in the beans and my rock star skinny. Pour a little more if you really wanna feel it. Pour a little bar and I really wanna hit it. I'ma take him to the barrel. I need the 10 with the beans and my rock star skinny. I'ma need some more if I really. Some more if I really wanna.
money fast if I had to. Make that money back if I had you.
Town with the beans and the rock stars get it.
This is DJ Frequency, and you were just listening to Coordinate by Travis Scott. Again, that was one of James's favorite songs by his favorite artist. You got anything you want to say about these songs or this song in particular?
I think that song just gets me, again, gets me amped.
Yes.
It's just a really cool sounding song. It's super catchy. Has that hook where it's like, it's fire to me. It's something that I could listen to like multiple times throughout the day and not be bored of it, which I feel like for a lot of songs, at least on my playlist, I'm always like, I've heard that today, skip, go through whatever.
All right, that's dope. But Travis Scott, for me, I personally have not heard this song until right now, and I was kind of just saving it for this moment because... you know, I thought it'd be cool to hear for the first time with James on here with me. But we're going to go ahead, since I don't listen to Travis Scott that much to know this song. There's not really much I could say about it, but it was cool to get a little insight from James over here. But we're going to go ahead and take a quick 2-minute break before we head on to the next couple songs that happen to be my favorites from back in the day. Both of them are a couple throwbacks. So they're not my favorite right now, but... the two ones that I really enjoy listening to from when I used to listen when I was a kid with my parents and stuff like that. So, again, this is DJ Frequency, and you're listening to Soundwave on Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. And I'm out of here. What's up, y'all? We're back. It's DJ Frequency. You're listening to Soundwave on Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide at radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. I'm here with James, and we're talking all hip-hop, as you already know. And I told you when we come back, we're going to play a song. Children's Story by Slick Rick the Ruler is going to be the name of the song. And... that song, I honestly haven't heard in probably a cool minute, and this is probably the first song I learned. Second song, You Got It Bad was the first. This is probably the second song I learned, like, top to bottom, in and out.
I've heard this.
You know? You don't think you've heard Children's Story? This story is, like, bro, like, it's just Slick Rick sitting down pretending he's reading a book to some kids, but, like, it's really lyrical, and, like, it's real cool. So I'll go ahead and play it, and then talk a little more after. Have a little conversation about it. So go ahead, sit back and go ahead and listen to this masterpiece. That was Children's Story by Slick Rick the Ruler. You know what I'm saying? James mentioned me once he heard it, just rung a bell and he remembered the song.
Yeah, I never knew the name of that song. Yeah. I never did.
I for sure didn't know it till like a while after I was listening to it. Always, it never just comes up. It's a weird name, so you never think about it.
Really. Kanye West made a beat and Nas rapped over it of like a sample with that song.
Really?
Yeah, where it's like the camp chant, the king, the camp chant, the king, camp, camp. And it like, it goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Really?
Over and over again. Yeah.
That's dope.
I think I'd heard that before I had heard this one originally. But
really?
Yeah.
Dude, you're going to have to show me that.
I'll show it to you.
That's dope. What you call it? But yeah, Children's Story. little, since this song is connecting it to moments in your life, making these songs a little nostalgic, this song, I remember my dad was cutting my hair all the way up to seventh grade, I want to say. So that's a long time. And I remember when I was younger, it'd always be in his bathroom. He cut my hair. I hated it because I could never sit still. And then he finally learned how to sit still, obviously. But it was always tough for me. But the song he was always playing in the background seemed to always be Slick Rick and Children's Story, you know. And it was beat into my head so many times that I just learned the song. Because it wasn't even a song that I liked like that. It's over time. It just grew on me because I heard it so much. But sometimes you think it would do the opposite. I guess not. But another song that I want to play is Paul Revere, and that's by the Beastie Boys. That is a Caucasian rap group. They're not black, so I think that's pretty cool, because Eminem is probably the only other Caucasian rap artist I really respect. Some are pretty good, but they don't get the respect that I give to others. I don't know about Macklemore, maybe.
Mac Miller.
Mac Miller. I don't know why. I've never seen his rap. Because I listen to his later stuff.
Yeah, he kind of makes like alternative stuff now.
Rough subject. What's up with all these deaths and raps lately, bro?
I don't know.
Rappers.
Bro. That could be like a whole
Juice
day
World,
of
bro. Yeah.
Everything. Just like.
You know, I honestly just might give a little tribute day on my radio show. Just give them to all like the dead rappers, you know, that we used to cherish so much. So I don't know, maybe we'll get one of those days. But for right now, we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna play Paul Revere by the Beastie Boys. And you know, this one hits home. This song I actually do like, and it's just fun to sing for me. I don't know, it's really creative. And I like when stories are told through songs, so it's pretty nice. I'm gonna go ahead and start it. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
fashion and jewelry is what I expect. CA was with it, and he's my ace. So I grabbed the piano player and I punched him in the face. Piano player's out, the music stopped. This boy had teeth, and he got dropped.
My team grabbed the money,
and CA snatched the gold. I grabbed two girlies and a beer, that's cold.
Paul Revere by the Beastie Boys. That song, like a lot of the other songs, I heard driving back and forth from California to New York all the time with my family. So it's a cool song. Didn't have a lot of cuss words in it when we were little, so my mom didn't care that my dad was playing it. Though every other song he played had a bunch of cuss words in it, so I don't know why she cared that much, but it don't matter. So now that that's the last song we were gonna play. That is probably my favorite Beastie Boys song. But we're going to go ahead and move on to a new topic. And this topic is going to be revealed after we take our 2-minute break. I'll see y'all in a couple minutes.
Locus.
We're back here on Soundwave. Sorry, there was a quick disturbance. A locust came and almost hit me in the face. Sorry about that. But this is DJ Frequency, and you're listening to Soundwave on Pagan Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide at radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. Like I said, got my boy James been here with me the last two episodes. Give it up for him, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to come up with a new topic we can talk about. First, we're going to talk a little bit about Eric B and Rakim, mainly Rakim. I know James knows a little bit of Rakim.
Just a little bit.
Has a song they want to talk about just a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
So there's a song by Rakim.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the 8 Mile soundtrack from the Eminem movie.
Oh, okay.
And it's literally just called Rakim.
Really?
Yeah. But it's like R period after every letter or whatever.
but he basically just spells out this whole song about himself. It's like 4 minutes of him just rapping about how he's the dude.
Wow.
And it's pretty dope.
Yeah, my, I'm gonna hear
he's
that.
He's got bars. Like, yeah.
Yeah, Rakim, he's dope, you know. I'm gonna have to for sure look that up. You know, I've seen 8 Mile a few times. I just never really, I mean, I have this some songs from the soundtrack on my phone. It's pretty cool sound or songs in that soundtrack. But I know Rakim from Paid in Full. It's this album that my dad used to play all the time, you know, it was back when he used to be relevant in music, you know.
Which I guess in a way still is, just not he's just not coming out with the music. But he still had that impact, you know. There's a song on that album called I Ain't No Joke, and there's another one called Paid in Full, and these are the two songs that lyrically stuck out to me, and they still kind of do, because it just shows the you know, the different eras of music and how music has changed. So those are some cool songs. If you ever have a chance, I'm not gonna play them, but you can go ahead and look up just Rakim in general. I guarantee you'll find some that you like. And then, you know, some other old rap groups that there is, you know, the Sugar Hill Gang, they have the infamous, I'm sorry, not infamous, because that'll be bad, the famous Rapper's Delight. It's like a 15-minute song. It's cool to listen to. I'd never heard a song like that ever. That's really a very unique song, especially for it to be 15, 16 minutes. It's kind of wild. That's a lot of production done in one song. So that's pretty cool to me. And you know, you got the Beastie Boys. I already played a song for you called Paul Revere. And, you know, they are also have another song. I think two other ones that I actually really like. And those are Girls and Brass Monkey. The girl's like, girls, all I really wanted. It's dope. I don't know. I like it. But we can go ahead and start talking about Biggie and Tupac. Do you listen to either of them? Or have you?
I have when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't listen to them as much now. A lot more when I was younger.
Little Tupac, you know, California Loves, dope. Hit him up. Dear Mama always reminds me of my mom because she's expressing. Just expresses, you know, like the love he asked for his mom and the appreciation. So, mm-hmm. you know, I already know I always appreciate songs like that. So, then you have Biggie, you have Warning, which is my favorite song by him. They got Hypnotized that pretty much everybody's heard of, you know, if you listen to rap, you know. So,
that whole era of hip hop is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Where they were talking about like the East West Coast, how both of those dudes died around the same time. Yeah. And like how it was like he was making a diss track about him. Mm-hmm. That dude messing around with that dude's wife. Yeah. Like that whole thing. That was a crazy time.
It was a crazy time. You ever seen the movie, bro?
I haven't seen the Biggie movie, no.
It's called Notorious. It's not the best acting. I'm mumbling. It's not the best acting. But it's a powerful movie because you kind of understand like mm-hmm. all the stuff that happened in that time. You
it's
know?
A pretty gnarly time, dude. Yeah. I mean,
it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, Straight Outta Compton did a really good job with that too. Straight Outta Compton, a great movie.
That was a great movie. Wow. Proud about N.W.A. You can go ahead and add that into the list of like, you know, familiar artists because that's something that everybody gonna know about because they spoke their mind.
Oh, they're the pioneers, bro.
Facts.
They're the ones that made all of this possible. Yeah. Without N.W.A., I feel like you can't have rap. You can't have hip hop. Mm-hmm.
Who would be afraid to say what's on their mind and really speak
mm-hmm.
up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But earlier when I was naming these names, I said that I started mumbling a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And it just so happens that a topic that I wanted to bring up was mumble rap. So, rap obviously never used to be like that. And the generation before ours probably hates mumble rap because it's something new and something they never had. You know, they're probably just jealous or something. You know, it don't matter. But I'm talking about the people that started mumble rap. You know, I'm going to start off. I'm just going to talk about one. Young Thug, who I listen to the most right now, probably. Young Thug is he's an icon as far as starting mumble rap. There was a song called Lifestyle that came out my sophomore year in high school.
That song.
Do you remember that song?
Yes,
man?
I remember that song.
That song. The whole high school that I was in was singing that song, it felt like, bro. It was. You can't even stand it. I can't even sit here and tell you the lyrics. And I still love the song.
Living my life. It's like. On top of life.
top of the clouds or something like that.
Volcano. He says
he did say something about volcano.
He said volcano.
The volcano.
The song begin.
Yeah.
No, I remember that because it was the first song where I was like, I don't know what he's saying, but that's kind of fire. I kind of mess with it.
Just so it was so catchy. Like I've never heard a song. I just remember looking at it. I saw my boy post like a video on Instagram, and he was just like basically like doing a video to the song, and like. It caught my attention. I've been listening to him since, so I think that's pretty cool. But yeah, Young Thug's dope. Changed rap forever. But last and not least, you know, we got like 8 minutes left, and I'm gonna wrap it up by talking about my favorite artist of all time.
Go in.
Lil Wayne.
Yep.
Tunchi.
I'm gonna let you out.
Tune. You know what I'm saying? All of the above. I'm gonna go ahead and talk about him. I've been listening to Lil Wayne since as long as I can remember. Third grade is when I started, and I was literally talking to James about this the other day, and it literally brought me to tears talking about how much I love listening to Lil Wayne and the impact he's had on my life as far as like the bonds I've had listening to him, because my dad likes him too, and he's just like so metaphorically gifted, and like it just makes me like, I look forward to every song, because I know in that song there's gonna be something that you're gonna have to think about to see how it makes sense. And every time he does that, it's just like, wow, he really did that. And sometimes it'd be making like, it's one of those ones that makes sense, but he was reaching for it. But it's like, oh, well, because he got a million other ones that are that perfectly just like enter your brain. You're like, wow, this is crazy. And I really wanted to play a song by him, but, you know, I cherish him too much to just play him on the radio. I got to choose my times when I want to listen to Lil Wayne and when I don't, because I never want to get tired of the man, which I don't feel like I ever will. But, you know, you got to take precautionary, I don't even know the expression.
Precautionary measures.
Measures, there you go. And that's why James is here. Not for any insight about music, just to help me out with my
grammar.
That's
what I'm here for, bro. That's what I'm here for.
But, you know, I appreciate that. Lil Wayne is always going to be at the top of my list. Day in, day out, night in, night out. Always going to be at the top. And that will never change because, you know, I start off with the Carter 3, and then since I liked him, I went backwards, listened to all the stuff he did before that, and then as time went on, I listened to everything that he has come out with. I know the mixtapes, I know the albums, I know the singles, so I know everything.
What did you think of the Carter 5?
The Carter 5, bro. Honestly, that was one of my favorite Carter albums.
Really?
Yeah, I can't say overall. There's no way, because of how much I listen to him, I can't pick a favorite album.
Okay, I was just nostalgic wise. Ask you which one was your favorite?
Right, yeah. Nostalgically, I'll say Carter 3, just because the time. But like, yeah. As far as me just liking an album, bro, like, it's like for the content that's in it, I don't know if I could pick one. Just because like all the dedications, like, or 3 to like 5 are like really good. Then he had like the No Ceilings and all that stuff. Like, bro, like, it's just all so good. It's hard to choose. But as far as the Carter 5 is concerned, like. I like Perfect Strange is my favorite song on there probably, and it's just like, it's just a change, like, cause I haven't seen him do a song like that since like the song with Robin Thicke on the Carter 3, you know, like they're literally like, I don't know. And then there's another song called Dope, and then there's a derogatory word that comes after that.
Oh, that song's fire.
Stands for African American.
With Snoop.
Yeah, with Snoop.
Snoop.
And I can't state that on radio, but. That is my favorite song as far as just like him going in like on that album. That's my favorite. But every song in there, I encourage you guys to go listen to it. I know James have, I know I have, and I know every person that loves rap music has. So go ahead and give it a go. And with that, I want to wrap things up. Thank you, James, for showing up and being a part of this talk we have with everybody. Let them know what nostalgia is like with music.
You're welcome.
You know what
Thanks
I'm saying?
For having me. I'm very appreciative.
Yes, sir. So it's your boy, DJ Frequency. And thank you for listening. I'll be back next week to talk a new genre, new songs with new artists. So tune in at 3 p.m. every Wednesday at radio.dominican.edu or FM 102.3. I'll see y'all later.